4NH. Anyone available for a quick radio check?
Yes, sir. This is N0TR Mobile. My name's Tom, and you got a fine signal. Let me turn my radio down in the background. I apologize for that. I'm in Greer, headed north on 101.
So last talk to you, I got done rewiring my radio inside my new vehicle. Just make sure everything's working again. Figured I'd throw out my call out there. But I'm over here in StarTex right now. Like I said, just in my vehicle, doing a quick radio check on everything, make sure the rewire works.
You're sitting right beside of me here on 95.5 or whatever it is. Beautiful signal this morning.
That's all. Let me go ahead and close on out here. Got to clean up the mess that I've made now. Tom, hope you have a wonderful new year. I'll talk to you later. This is NKO4NH. I'll be clear on your finals.
Great signal. Nice to hear you. And it is 2:48, but I had to get up and take the kids to the airport at 5:15 this morning, so I'm still semi-comatose. Not really. I've had breakfast and wide awake. Take care. KO4NNH and 0TR73.
And 0TR KP4CPA.
Now, there's a guy I know semi-comatose, but that's his normal operating procedure. Good afternoon again, Dave.
In the driveway, and then I remembered that I need to pick up some prescriptions and and some other stuff, so I decided, you know, while I'm in the vehicle, I might as well just, I mean, I don't have to go about two and a half miles from the house, and so I just backed out of the driveway and got the rest of my loot, my mask consumables, as you would call them, and I'm headed back to the house.
Well, by golly, I don't know if I can still talk to you or not with your wife buying a Genesis. We walked in that showroom there, and it was just in a different pay grade.
My daughter, our oldest daughter, I really wasn't that impressed. In fact, the guy that waited on us, the salesman, was 19 years old. Of course, I wasn't buying, but I've never dealt with a 19-year-old salesman. He did okay. The only thing, one of the main things I didn't like was she had signed all the paperwork, and we were standing outside. He was handing her the keys to the car. That's all that was left to do, and she could get in and drive off. And he said, by the way, this takes 91-octane gasoline.
Super sucks. No, I wouldn't have went that route. And that's deceptive practices. And he knew it when he done it. That's going to cost you for the life of the car. I've heard, and I think Bernice has read, that those are a fine automobile, though. But I don't want something that uses high-octane gas. This Avalon's got 305 horsepower, and believe me, it's way more than this old man needs.
It's a heavy car, so, you know, power-to-weight ratio, that probably feels like, you know, 400 would in this thing, or 450. Mine's, I don't know, I think it's 285 or something like that, 265, I can't remember. But, they give you a certain amount of days to return it. So, you know, she could have just said, of course they were closing, but she could have just said, you know, well, you know, deal's off then. I certainly would have. If it had been me, but I wouldn't have been buying the car anyway. But, yeah, I just, you know, I don't want to buy something. I got to put, you know, something besides, just regular 87 octane. And you know, that high octane stuff really slits up your engine, and people don't know that, but it does. And you need to do a complete you know, upper intake and fuel line cleaning, fuel injector cleaning, all that, about every 30,000 miles. But he said, you know, it would run only lower octane. He just wouldn't get, it wouldn't perform as well, and it wouldn't get the mileage that it, you know, that it's supposed to get. But, you know, it would run on the 987, and it, you know, wouldn't spark knock or anything like that. So, you know, what the heck.
If you still had time to take it back, I'd take it back. Go over and get a Toyota, or one that does burn that. That's just kind of deceptive for him to tell her that after the fact. I don't like that. Don't like a liar. And I've been down that way, believe me. If you ever met an honest car dealer, that's where two fools met.
Oh, man. You got that right, I tell you. Oh, man. I've had several of them try to scam me. And in fact, one of them, I remember I was looking for, it's when I bought my 4Runner, my Toyota Tacoma truck, and
sorry, I'm old. I bumped the button. KN0TR.
Like that, he was gone. KA5WLL. Hello, Tom.
Well, Happy New Year, Leroy. Yeah, I'm sitting in the drive. I was just kind of waiting on him to come back. I'm in the carport, but it works well here. And I hope you had a Merry Christmas, and I wish you a Happy New Year, Leroy. I'm sitting here looking at the good old American flag. It looks like it's... How's your day going?
Going good. I hope you had a good Christmas also. We had a good one, and a Happy New Year to you. I just want to let you know you're still getting out. And I don't know what happened to Dave. He was talking, and all of a sudden he was gone. Sound like his radio dropped out or something. But, yeah, everything's going good here today.
Yep, there. Dave's not feeling good, and he may have bumped changed the frequency or the memory channel or VFO or something by accident. So I left a little room for him, Leroy. Yes, we had the whole family home. Even the granddaughter flew home from the University of, Ohio State University for one day, and we enjoyed her, and they got to go downtown with my daughter and son-in-law and the grandsons. They all got to go downtown and experience that, and oh, what a wonderful lavish meal we had, and thank God for that. My thoughts were the people up there north that got hit so hard, up north of Brevard and that, and I just hope they had a joyous Christmas, and I know it must be terrible rough up there for them. But anyway, I'm sitting here idling out, feeding the air abs, and so I better get in there. And Bernice just had a new hip put in. She's doing fine. I just had a shunt put from my kidney down to my bladder, and so I got to go back and have surgery here in the next month or so. But I'm not griping because I see there's daisies out there, and I'm not pushing them up from the root side. Go ahead.
Business. Yeah, I'm glad everything went well with her hip and your shunt there. Hopefully everything will go, continue on with that, continuing being good. Yeah, I'm looking at westerly winds. It's gusting up to about 8 to 10 miles an hour here on the monitor, weather monitor here, so, but, yeah, he possibly bumped something, and, I'll be around for a little bit to see if he comes back up, see what happens, so, I'll let you go, you have a good day, Happy New Year, Stay off the road tonight if you don't have to go anywhere. It'll probably be busy on the roads, I'm sure. 7-3, we'll talk to you later. KA5WLL, we're your final.
Yeah, it's out of Southwest now. I got a flag way out in the backyard there. I enjoy seeing it. And I got a weather station inside, and there's a radio as soon as I walk inside, and I left it on for Bernice to know where I'm at. And I took the kids to the airport at 5:15. 2 hours later, they were in Detroit. So all good there, and I'm sure Abby landed in Columbus, Ohio, or we'd have heard about it. And, I don't think I'd want to be going through one of those airports right now. But, boy, I'll tell you, it can get confusing in the dark down there at the GSP. They're building, it looked like, two new parking garages and another terminal, as well as I could see. But their signage could be a little better, especially for people at night. Now, during the day, it might be just fine. But even my son-in-law, who drives a lot, said so. Take care, Leroy. Nice to hear you. And we'll catch you down the line. KA5WLL, N0TR is clear.
4CBA, KA5WLL, you around, Dave? No contact, KA5WLL, clear monitoring.